Get back then to the agenda. 16 is removed for this meeting. Takes us to 17, Revenue, Camping, and Visitation Report with Al.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Helpler, Al Medved, Deputy Director for the Parks and Recreation Division. Roughly, I think it's about page 90, 91 of your booklet is the October reports here. It's not my intent to really dissect those reports by any means this month. October is a very, and we're kind of on the downslide of our season here. Not a lot of exciting things going on, but we did have a good October, just like all the other months. This year was, we saw our camping units up around 20,000, so those doubled from last year. And considering that the last 2 weeks of October were kind of crummy in terms of weather, it was good. It was a good month, and the year continues very well. So, but what I wanted to do today was to maybe follow up on a question that Commissioner Olson posed last week, and maybe trying to understand, a little bit about this last season, and with all the increases in use we saw, where was some of that coming from, especially in terms of non-resident use that we saw this year, and how we can maybe understand kind of what happened this year with the COVID outbreak and the changes in patterns of outdoor recreation and tourism and things like that. We thought this would be a really good chance to maybe try to dissect and dive into this a little bit deeper and hopefully get that. So Chris, unless anybody had any questions about the October reports, we can just kind of fast forward to the map there and talk a little bit about that.
Sure, let's do that.
Yep. Next one, Chris. So you get to the map there. Next one. Couple more. So there. I'm glad our GIS team got recognized a little bit here today because they're a big help in analyzing data and looking at stuff that comes from a database or a point of sale system where you can help put it on maps and kind of help you really understand exactly what's going on with some of our information. But this particular slide focuses on park entrance licenses and basically where people that are buying these park entrance licenses are coming from. When it comes to park entrance licenses, we do not collect a lot of data, so these are just sales that were conducted online through our website or otherwise, because with park entrance licenses, we typically don't collect personal information from folks. But when we do take sales online and those permits have to be mailed out, obviously they need or they provide zip code information. So our GIS team was able to take some of this sales information that was provided through our online sales that includes zip codes to kind of help us understand where some of these folks are coming from. Like I say, with park entrance licenses, our percentage of those who purchase them online is on the low end. It's probably around 10%, I would guess, of folks that purchase entrance licenses do it online. And that's a number we hope to increase with our e-commerce system and some of the changes we're looking at making at our entrances and so forth to try to make that system a little bit better and easier and faster for folks to come into the parks. So our goal is to maybe try to see more of those sales occur through the online portal. So we'll have more to report on that in the future as well. But you can see through this map here kind of where, as far as the degree of color on there, where people that are purchasing park entrance licenses online are coming from. Obviously, the red spots are within the state, But it also shows, what states out of state are purchasing our park entrance licenses and what numbers. And as you can see from the chart below, Nebraska is our leading non-resident state that purchased park entrance licenses in 2020, followed really closely by Minnesota. And as you'd expect, the border states like Iowa and Wyoming, but also, it's was interesting to see the top 10 here, some of the states that are a little bit farther away, like Texas and Illinois and Colorado. I think we're seeing some increases from this year, from folks coming up there to visit South Dakota as well. So go to the next slide. So what changed in 2020 compared to previous years? What were the trends? So that's kind of what we tried to, dive into a little bit here and understand a little bit better. Where are those states where we saw some pretty significant increases? Where did we see decreases? So again, according to the zip codes where PEL sales were made, the blues show where we maybe had drops and park entrance license sales, and the oranges show where we had increases. So obviously a lot more orange than blue out there. And you can see on the chart below, the states such as Minnesota, we saw probably almost a quadrupling of park entrance license sales from 2018, 2019 to 2020. So, and then the last bar on that graph down there is the three-year average. So, Minnesota, a pretty drastic increase there. Same with Nebraska, almost double there. And then some of the other states there that kind of made that top 10 as well. So it kind of shows some of the extent and breadth of where people are coming from and who's buying park entrance licenses. So next we'll turn to camping. Got a little bit more data on this. We obviously, everybody makes a camping reservation. It does provide their zip code information, so we're able to extract that on where folks are coming from. Just on sheer camping reservations, you can see the non-resident distribution there. Again, Nebraska is our leading non-resident camping sector, closely followed by Minnesota, and then Iowa, obviously, and then you start seeing some other states that a little bit farther away. We're seeing a little bit more folks from Colorado and Texas, Wisconsin, Illinois, from the upper Midwest up there. Get some videos there. So obviously the darker shades there on the map are where the intensity is higher, and then kind of some of the folks out in the rest of the country are it's in the more minimal category. But again, kind of shows that people come from everywhere. It depends on how many. The next slide, looking at maybe a little bit more of a trend comparison here to look at, the previous years as to what some of these odd states are showing from the previous years. The blues show where we might have decreases, and then the red shows where there's increases. But we're seeing, in terms of camping use, Nebraska had a large increase from last year, folks coming there. A lot of these states did have some form of closures during the COVID situation there. So we did see some upticks, especially in some of those states there. Minnesota, a good increase from previous years and the three-year average, followed by some of those other states. So Colorado saw an uptick from folks from there. Wisconsin and Illinois were showing some increases. So the next slide, just a little bit of a summary that kind of just shows what the top 10 states, with increases on the right, and then the ones that we saw decreases on the left. And it's no surprise the states that we saw decreases in visitation from are probably statistical outliers where the volume of camping reservations is probably on the very slow side, so it didn't take much to bring those numbers down. But obviously Alaska, Hawaii, where airfare is probably a factor, and then all the other states there that are about as far away from South Dakota as you can probably get show some decreases. But the top 10 states that show increases as a percent shows some interesting numbers. Colorado with a 25% increase, and some of the upper Midwest states. Delaware's in there. Again, I would probably categorize that as maybe a statistical anomaly there. But that, as a percentage, that shows some of the states that we saw tenants get increases from. So on the next slide, being that Custer State Park is probably one of our drivers of non-resident visitation and camping use, it thought it'd be kind of interesting to see, well, when you pull Custer State Park out of the equation, how does that change things? And so I had our staff just say, just for interest, pull that out and see what the rest of the state system looks like without Custer State Park in there. Because, like I say, Custer State Park is about 70 to 80%, I believe, non-resident camping use that occurs there. So, and being that is one of our largest campgrounds in the system, that it definitely drives some of our statewide numbers. So we pulled that out to kind of see what happens there. But, interestingly enough, there's still strong non-resident migration into other state parks in South Dakota. And we saw, very similar numbers, and states are showing up on that top 10 list where we saw increases in non-resident use. So a lot of folks not only came out here to go to Custer State Park or the Black Hills, but they also visited the state park system in general as well. So, and then on the last slide there, this is just Custer State Park only now, so it kind of shows where Custer State Park, where their visitors were coming from this last year here as well, and some of the distribution and places where it was growing and some places where it was shrinking there, but obviously not as much within the state of South Dakota there, and it's more dispersed throughout the entire country there, but obviously looking at the states where visitation to Custer State Park increased, see a lot of upper Midwest states, East Coast states, West Coast states. There definitely was a noticeable change in the amount of folks that were coming from out of state to the state parks this year. So I think that, I hope that kind of gives kind of a little bit of a picture on what happened this summer. We're still kind of digesting things. It's not over yet, but we just kind of thought this would be a good time to maybe take a little bit closer look into what our visitation looked like this year, and maybe what we can maybe expect next year with a lot of these folks hopefully coming back for repeat trips to the state parks. So with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Questions, comments? That was excellent. Commissioner Olson.
That would have been probably Commissioner Sharp.
You're Sharp, sorry.
Yeah. No, I'd echo your comments, Mr. Chairman. I mean, that was a great report. The graphics were marvelous. What a, I'm just kind of shocked that the state of South Dakota touches, or so many people across the United States touch the state of South Dakota. And I think it further illustrates why, the state is doing so extremely good right now on our revenue projections. When you look at, we were open and a lot of places weren't, and wow, those maps sure show it. So great report. Good to see it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really impressive, and we should get that information out on the website and tourism conference in January and whatever. I mean, those are messages that we should get out there. Any other questions, comments?
Mr. Chair?
Commissioner Whitmire.
Great report. Commissioner Sharp weighed in. It's an impressive map. It had me wondering, because of the situation today with international travel, what would that have been in the past, the international travel to South Dakota? Do you have an idea as a percentage of the total?
Commissioner Whitmire, that's a good question. I would expect that it'd be a small number there. Obviously this year it probably came to a grinding halt, but I know, like Custer State Park probably, in some ways or shape or form, probably understands, what that international travel is a little bit more than some of our other parks where it's a little bit more of a rarity. But we could sure try to glean that out there a little bit more for you and maybe get an answer to that question by looking at the data a little bit closer.
Through the chair, no, I was just curious. That's okay, Al. I figured that kind of flat line this year, so more than anything, I was wondering if it was a significant drop or anything, but likely not.
The Alaskan and Hawaiian, I mean, those obviously ground to about zero, too, so I would expect that the international travel as well was pretty similar with the flight situations.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you again, Al, very much.
Thank you.
So we're going to skip ahead a little.